Making a point, but I want to make it here. Some of us in Adventism think that much of the stuff that's occurring in the apparitions of Mary and there's a word that I'm not drawing to my mind that I know very well, when people, so-called mystics, bleed the wounds of Christ. Stigmata, if you're not familiar with the stigmata, or the bleeding icons, or the bleeding pitchers, or the oil coming out of the pitchers. As Seventh-day Adventists, we are some of the most skeptical and the most apt to correctly identify that Catholicism is very well prepared to fake many of these things, and therefore we run the risk of hearing about these things and saying, oh, that's not really happened, that's some kind of fakery. But brothers and sisters, if we're going to seriously look at end time events, the Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy do not say that these are sleights of hands. They're definitely satanic manifestations, but they're definitely taking place.
Amen.
They're definitely happening now as we speak, and they only increase as we move on. And if we're not willing to admit that these kind of things are happening and that they're not fakery, then we're not going to be impacted by where we are in the stream of time. But we just read it right here at the beginning. Fearful sights of a supernatural character. Well, some of these apparitions, they're going to be revealed in the heavens. That's where the Virgin Mary appears. That's where the sun is flashing. That's where these things are going on, is in the heavens. And they're happening right now. 1 Timothy 4:1 warns us that seducing spirits are going to be in the world at the end, and doctrines of devils. And when you look at spiritualism very closely, it's the false doctrines of Rome that allows people intellectually to believe these things. If they hadn't believed the false doctrine of that the dead go directly to heaven or they go directly to hell, if they had understood the Bible the way they should, they would reject any of the nonsense of somebody that was dead coming back. But because of these false doctrines, the world has been prepared, and virtually the whole world is prepared to believe these things now. Even people that have no religious inclination are being bombarded from the movie industry to just believe in parapsychology, which is some kind of these manifestations outside of the religious realm, or UFOs, or the whole world has been conditioned for what's just ahead, and in some sense is already happening in the apparitions. The Great Controversy, 561, The Last Remnant of Time. Satan has long been preparing for his final effort to deceive the world. The foundation of his work was laid by the assurance given to Eve in Eden. Little by little, he has prepared the way for his masterpiece of deception in the development